To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 88 to 443-443. That's BEST 88 to 443-443.
It's the week of the big game on the Sean Salisbury Show, brought to you by BetDSI.com. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Houston, here's the Benchwarmers and Sean Salisbury.
And this is a treat, or we're getting old, and I'm not sure which one it is, but my longtime NFL Live Sports Center partner and longtime friend and friend of the families and one of my favorite people in the world, longtime NFL running back, NFL analyst, and now he's Your Call Football. And he's simply known as the Factor Back. Merrill Hodge joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show. My man, what's up?
That's a long introduction, brother.
Hey, dude, your resume is from here to Idaho, okay? From Texas to Idaho. Hey, before anything, will a Factor Back, before we get to what you're doing with Your Call, will a Factor Back, well, be a factor in this game?
Yeah, actually, I think, Sean, it could be a deciding factor, to be honest with you. I think, well, you know, one thing I think the fans don't really appreciate them as much as people who played at this level understand, like, you have to control the tempo. You know, and the more you can control the tempo, the better chance you have of winning. And the best way to control it is that you stop their running game or you're able to run the football. The combination of that makes you a deadly team. So I don't think there's any doubt that one of whoever wins the Super Bowl, that element is going to be a factor. It is going to be a huge factor in helping them win the game. Listen, when you go back and look at Brady's losses, go back to when they were undefeated. That was the thing. If you go back and look at what they did wrong, they never committed to anything but throwing the football. They never even thought about it. The Giants didn't care about it. They didn't even think about it. They never used that faith the game. And I think it was a big factor in that game because they got so enamored in throwing the football that they lost sight of that other phase, and the Giants didn't worry about it, and they just teed off on Brady.
Yep, and cost him two Super Bowls. All right, Haji, tell me with this Your Call Football, man, when I saw this, I was like, man, this looks like a cool venture. Tell me what you're doing, and it's great for the fans to be involved with. Explain what you're doing with this.
Well, Sean, the fans are going to call the plays, and we are playing professional football, and you know that there is no, you know, the surplus of really good football players. There's abundant of players. Every team cut some 30 players at the end of training camp. So we're going to get good football players. We're not trying to beat the National Football League. That is not the objective. But we're going to play good football, and we're giving the fans the opportunity to call the plays. So there'll be an extra 10 seconds on the clock. So instead of 35 seconds, it'll be 45 seconds. Every down and distance, I will call a bundle of plays. That means there'll be three plays, three options, A, B, and C. They'll be diagrammed out. And then the fans select them. Now, the majority that's selected is the play we're going to run. I will also suggest a play, so you can get points and prizes for being the majority that you select or picking a coach's selection. We have no kickoffs, no punts. Once we cross the 50, we go for it on fourth down. So you remember the Jacksonville-Pittsburgh game. What was the biggest debate and controversy after that game? Fourth down. Call plays on fourth down. What'd you call on fourth down? Why do you do a quarterback sneak? Well, guess what? The fans can call it now. You know, it's a version of really fantasy and Xbox, but it's live and professional football.
And then we can blame the fans instead of them blame us for bad calls, right, Haji?
Yeah. We get into the press conference, and I got the question. So what are my fans thinking? What are they doing? Why you call that on fourth down? Yes, you know, we're going to reverse it when we get to the press conference.
I love it. So is there a website people can go to look at it, Haji?
Yeah. It's Pro Football. I mean, Your Call Football. If you just Google YCF, or Your Call Football, everything will pop up for you. We'll have the app out here in about a month. We're finalizing the streaming, because streaming is going to be important. You've got to be spot on. You know, you can't be 5 or a second delay.
Right.
So we worked through that, and it's well thought out. You know, this is really going to appeal to gamers, football fans, and fantasy. And, you know, that combination is, you know, over 250 million people that are engaged in some one of those departments. So I just think it's going to be a fascinating experience for fans to now do it. You know, be an offensive coordinator through the whole game, and you know, and listen, you gotta you got to move the ball and you got to score points too. It isn't just about, hey, let's just take a play out of the hat. I mean, you've got to be able to watch the game and know what you're looking at and who's the matchups that are going to favor and where do you want to go with the ball and who do you want to get the ball in their hands. So it's going to be interesting to see how it works out with the fans.
Understanding coverage and fronts and the rest of it. Merrill Hodge, Your Call Football. You can go find that. This is going to be exciting. One of my very dearest friends forever and one of my favorite partners on TV for a long time joins us here on the Sean Salisbury Show at Merrill Hodge. That's H-O-G-E on Twitter. Okay, Hodge, let's get back to this Super Bowl game. The pressure mounts. You talked about the factor, the running backs being a major factor, and not only in wins, but in these losses that Brady suffered in the Super Bowl. Aside from that, what's the biggest key in this football game?
Well, I think it comes down to how well the Patriot offensive line plays against the Eagle defensive line. You know, and those matchups, the Eagles have a lot of options. You know, Cox is going to be talked about. I'm sure that every football fan has heard that name, but they got a lot of players. You know, Sean, that rotate through there and create problems. And where you might see it pay off dividends is when it matters at the end of the game, you know, around the fourth quarter, because they have that rotation. I think that's going to be a pivotal factor. I've always thought, Sean, when I played, when I've studied this game for some 30 years, the core things that usually are the best on the team that wins are their offense and defensive lines. They're usually those stand out. Now, they're not highlighted. You know, nobody does a top 10 on them. But when you study it, that's the area that plays the best for you. So I think it really comes down that for either one of these teams in deciding this game.
One of the great shows when you and Sal and Jaws would be breaking down X's and O's, and nobody knows them better than you for, like you said, for years and years in one of the great shows on ESPN. So my question to you is, when you watch this, if I said, Haji, you get your first pick, you're picking a defensive coordinator, who do you take, Matt Patricia or Schwartz in this game?
I'll tell you why that's a tough one, because I think both guys are extremely interesting. You know, you take Schwartz, what I like about him, and I think this is going to be a difference in this game. They don't pressure much. You keep hearing that. But when they pressure, it's effective. I mean, he dials things up that get home. And at the end of the day, that's what you got to do, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But with 2 weeks, I think he's going to dial some things up that'll be the difference. What I have enormous respect about Patricia is how he goes about using different person. There's not one guy on the New England Patriots you'd say that's a dominant football player. You know, we got to worry about A. You seldom have you ever seen that in, you know, their last three or four Super Bowls. And every year they create a defense that's outstanding with a bunch of new players. And I have just enormous respect for how they go about that. But here's where I think they may get exposed. They played the two most vanilla offenses maybe in the history of football in the last two games in the playoffs. That is not Philadelphia.
Right.
Philadelphia can do some things now that are going to put them in some problems, and everybody's going to have to play. And you know, there's going to be places where you're going to get exposed. So all that being said, there goes Schwartz on this one.
All right, switching to the Eagles' offense, and you mentioned the game plan and about running the football, which physical usually beats finesse in games. Haji, you and I have always felt that. We've talked about it a million times, and you just mentioned that about those big fellas up front. So if you're Doug Peterson and you're Frank Reich and you're Joe DiFilippo, the offensive staff, they've been extremely aggressive, even with a backup in Nick Foles. The aggressiveness has to continue, right? This can't be a play it safe, throw it 18 times, correct?
Yeah. Hey, do you know Doug Peterson at all?
Yes.
Okay. Now listen, I didn't know him until he came to Philadelphia, because you mentioned the NFL films, Jaws, and our relationship through the Philadelphia, New Jersey area. I've got to know him. And let me just tell you this. He is one of those innovators. He is one of those thought processing guys that's like, hey, what? I'm not going to take two timeouts to halftime with me. I'm not going to take two timeouts on the bus with me. I'm going to lay it out on the line. You know, I'll tell you a great example. They had 29 seconds and a couple timeouts in the NFC Championship game.
Right.
But they put 3 points on the board or seven. I can't remember. But they put a drive together, and he was slinging it. And they're out and up. So I'm like, if there's anything – No way. He will. He is not going to put his hands in his pocket. He's like, he's going to come out with guns a-blazing from the start to the finish. And that's why I think that might catch some people off guard, but that's exactly how I expect him to. And he's done it, and that's his mindset. So yeah, I just see that being a big factor in this.
Longtime player, running back in the NFL, and longtime NFL analyst Merrill Hodge, Your Call Football, joins us here on BN Sports. All right, Hodge, I asked Mike Ditka this earlier. And, you know, obviously the coach, and you've known him a long time. You've played in big playoff games. You've had big games in postseason. Does the choke factor exist, and will it, in this Super Bowl for some player in this game?
Hey, Charlie, it could. And, you know, I've been asked this question before. And, listen, I can't really say who that might be because I don't know the mindset.
Right.
Here's what I've always believed in. People always go, what is the difference? You know, when it's like third and two, there's 3 seconds on the clock and they call your number. I go, here's the difference. Your approach to it. If you've always wanted to be there, if you've always like, give me the ball, I'm going to tell you this, and you've prepared, odds are good things are going to happen. If you have, even though you've prepared, if you've always like, man, I don't know if I can get that. If there's all any doubt in that thought process, then I do believe then that's when you see players get exposed and those things come out. And there's one other thing that you can't predict too. And I'm telling you, this actually happened in the Patriots' first Super Bowl against the Rams. You never know who's going to try to be a hero. And what I'm saying about trying to be a hero is not doing your job, going outside the realms of your job and trying to be the MVP. When the Patriots on the last drive against the Rams, they were playing zone concept. They had a rookie linebacker. I can't remember where he came from, Florida or Florida State. And he kept, like, jumping out of his zone responsibility. The two big plays that Brady threw, the flare and the crosser route on that drive to get him in field goal range, both were where he was supposed to be. In fact, Jaws and I were watching the game at the tape afterwards, and we kind of started getting in an argument over, he said, I think that's the coverage. And I was like, nah, there ain't no way. Everybody's dropping into their zone, and one guy's running around doing his own thing. And by the way, he's killing them on this drive. So the defensive coordinator at the time, Lovie Smith. I called Lovie Smith up, and here's where I got enormous respect for Lovie Smith. He's like, I was telling him about the plays, and he's like, oh, Merrill. He said, don't kill that kid. And I was like, I wasn't going to kill him. I just wanted to know what was right, you know, or was wrong. He said, you know, he jumped out of character. He started doing things that were not within the scheme of the defense, and it cost us. So, like, you don't know who might do that. And here's what I admire about the Patriots. They never do that.
Right.
They just don't do that. So, you know, but listen, the Philadelphia Eagles are structured like that. They're just people that have been around long enough to have won a Super Bowl for people to know that. But they play like that. Their players are like that. So, I just think this does build up for a fascinating game. And sometimes the Super Bowls are like, I don't know if that's going to develop into one, but this one sure looks like it will.
It sure does on paper. And I'll tell you this, Hi, and that's the one thing. We know the Patriots won't beat themselves. The question is, will the Eagles? But they are set up, you're exactly right, as a smart, high IQ football team with a great motor, and I can't wait to see it. And the truth is, we know if about 6 or 8 plays, if a guy's out of position on defense, number 12 in New England will find – he'll expose you, and he will go for blood. So with that being said, Haji, who you like in the game, bud?
You know, I know it's hard to go against the Patriots. And last year, I'm telling you, I was at the final end going, you know, I just can't go against them. They're too good. They do too many things right. But this is a team, Philadelphia, that does pose some real issues. And they don't do much wrong either. And they play like that, and they've been playing like that really for 2 years. I just think Philadelphia might pull the upset on this one, Sean. I got the Eagles squeaking it out.
I like it. A Pittsburgh Steeler picking the Eagles in the Super Bowl.
Look,
my man.
Don't tell Jaws that. Don't ever tell any Philadelphia fan. I just did that.
I'm telling Jaws you took the Steelers in this game, even though they're not playing. Hodge,
double digits.
There you go. Your Call Football on Twitter at Merrill Hodge. Hey, be a regular on here, man. We miss you. Anything you need for promotion for that, we're happy to do it for you. I love you, and please tell Bo and the family I said hello.
I'll do that, my brother. All the best to you and your family. Love you, brother.
All right, love you too. Thanks. That's a great Merrill Hodge. I'm excited for this. Fans, you get to call the plays. Your Call Football. I love it. Love the concept. Boy, are we doing some unbelievable things with streaming and the way we're doing it. Now the fans get to be, well, we get to beat you down a little bit on calling a third down and 7 interception play. All right? And you'll see how difficult it is, why those coaches struggle at times. Big game Sunday. Thanks to all our guests, Solomon Wilcots, Mike Ditka, and Merrill Hodge, all brought to you by BetDSI. BetDSI.com. Up next, ask Sean for Kevin and Robin and Brian and Adam and Ron. We'll ask Sean next, and we'll all get in on it right here on BN Sports.
This is the Sean Salisbury Show.
The players reportedly did not want the last player taken to be embarrassed, and they didn't want to put pressure on the captains if they passed over one of their teammates.
Cowards.
How weak of a look.